such a way. All right, now you can hear me. My brother used to introduce us. We had a family group. My brother used to introduce us. And he'd get up and he'd say, this is my brother Archie, and he plays piano and sings bass. And this is my sister April, and she sings alto. And this is my sister Amber, and she sings soprano. And this is my sister Angel, and when she was little, she swallowed a PA system. And we still continued to let him introduce us, and I don't know why when I think about it. But anyway, I was just sitting there listening to the young people sing. And the Lord brought this song to mind. Not every church where you go do people understand this song, but I believe this church does, because you can see your heart is to raise your children up in the Lord and to serve the Lord as they're from the time that they're young. And that's what this song is about. It's not about, you know, I praise the Lord for my testimony. I wasn't saved out of a life of terrible sin. I was in the worst possible sin that a five-year-old could be when I got saved. And a lot of people say, you know, well, that's just not the same, I tell you, to be honest, as a child, I used to think I don't have a very good testimony. Even as a young adult, I thought, I don't have an interesting testimony. People get up and tell this wonderful story about how they, you know, they were stumbling down Bourbon Street in New Orleans, and somebody met them on the corner and led them to the Lord. And I thought, boy, you know, I don't have a great story like that. I just came home from church one day and said to my folks, man, I'm lost. I need to be saved. And they led me to the Lord. I used to be ashamed of that. But I found this song that just kind of says what I feel in my heart. And those of you who've been saved from a child, you'll appreciate it too. I felt sometimes I didn't have a story I could share. I wasn't rescued from a past destroyed by dark despair. Oh, but Jesus, I have memories of the times that we've been through, and I wouldn't trade one moment of growing up with you. I came to love you early. My life had just begun. I gave you my tomorrows and a childish heart of sin, and you saved me from a lifetime of what I might have been. You filled my days with laughter. You held me when I cried. You said, child, and I'm sure there couldn't be a child who could have known more love than you have given me. I remember how you touched me, but I can't explain at all how a choice that's so important could be made by one so small. I just put aside my questions, what you've said to do, I've done, and I thank you.